Our nation has become so arrogant now. So arrogant, drifting from God. I mean, these guys that don't stand for national anthem, that's a whole nother sermon. I mean, what? You're not acknowledging I love America. You're acknowledging that you get to make $1 million per game because somebody died and gave their lives for the freedom you now enjoy. That's just common sense. I told you I was ready this morning. And I don't say that. I'm not angry. I'm sad. I went and watched, I don't even watch football, but I watched the Broncos with Shaylee, who's in a wheelchair at our other campus. She asked me 5 months ago if I'd watch her first game, and I did. And to see that guy just sitting there and not standing, you have the audacity. You make more in a season than most of us will make in our entire year because of that national anthem. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not focused on American pride, but I am a proud American. See, here's the difference. American pride is redneck country, Hank Williams Jr., right? And just own your guns and do whatever you want, and you're prideful and you're arrogant. But a proud American says, God, thank you that my kids can live in this freedom. God, thank you. God, thank you for what you did. God, this is your blessing. You've created America to be the number one distributor to missionaries all over the world. God, thank you. But then you have the other side, the number one distributor of pornography in the world. So you wonder, the heart breaks. So anytime, here's why they say the church shouldn't be political. You shouldn't encourage people to vote. You shouldn't talk about Hillary or Trump or any of those things. They want the church to be quiet so they don't upset and they don't influence. Silence the messenger. That's what Hitler began to do. You know that, right? First he went after the socialist, and one pastor says, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a socialist. Then he went after the Catholics. I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Catholic. Then he went after the Jews. I didn't say anything because I was a Jew. And then they went after the Christians. And he was shot. Because see, there's a time to speak the truth. Yes, God is sovereign. Yes, I trust him. But the church should be on their face before God.